He's the man with the weight of the World Bank on his shoulders, Robert Zoellick.
I'm pleased to announce that I will nominate.
Nominated by President Bush in 2007, he's finishing his 5-year term and stepping down in late June. The big question, who will take his place? The deadline for countries to hand in their nominees is Friday. And as in the past, the U.S. is expected to get its nominee approved, even though there may be challengers this time around. Those thought to be in the running for the U.S., former Obama advisor and Clinton administration Treasury Secretary Larry Summers, and Senator John Kerry, the former Democratic presidential nominee. There's also speculation that President Obama might decide to nominate a woman. Also reportedly being considered, Susan Rice, the current U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, the CEO of PepsiCo, Indra Nooyi, and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who's planning on leaving the administration if Obama is reelected.
President Obama would like to nominate Secretary of State Clinton, but I don't think she wants it, and I don't think his persuasive powers are likely to move her.
So who's likely to get the nod?
If I had to make a bet, I think of the five, the leading candidate right now is Larry Summers.
In an interesting twist, Jeffrey Sachs, the head of Columbia University's Earth Institute, has expressed interest in the job. He's written an op-ed in the Washington Post titled, "How I Would Lead the World Bank." Sachs is critical of the Zoellick regime and its efforts to fight poverty, and he has the backing of some developing countries. Still, don't hold your breath.
If the emerging market countries were serious about an alternative candidate, that candidate would not be an American.
Reports say two other non-American names may also be nominated. We should know who the World Bank member countries ultimately choose as their next head later next month. Maggie Lake, CNN, New York.